This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G20 summit in Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro today. Mr. Modi is also expected to hold separate meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi, US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will be among the leaders who attend the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro today and tomorrow. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, as well as the Voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. The theme of this year's G20 summit is Building a Just World and a Sustainable Planet, where Brazil would prioritize the issues of social inclusion, poverty, sustainable development and reform of global governance institutions. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu held talks at the presidential villa in Abuja. Both leaders reviewed the strategic partnership between the two countries and discussed further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. The Prime Minister termed the discussions as productive. During the delegation-level talks with President Tinubu, Prime Minister Modi said India accords high priority to its strategic partnership with Nigeria. Mr. Modi said India is sending 20 tons of humanitarian aid to support Nigeria in its food flood relief efforts. He congratulated Nigeria for becoming a partner country of BRICS. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that India and Nigeria will bring the issues affecting Global South before the world. Following the talks, three memoranda of understanding were signed on cultural exchange program, customs cooperation and survey cooperation. The Prime Minister has been conferred with the Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger Award by Nigeria. In his speech, Mr. Modi said he accepts the honour with great humility and dedicated it to the people of India. Campaigning for the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra will end this evening. Senior leaders of the various political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters. Polling in the two states will be held on Wednesday. In Maharashtra, voting will take place on all 288 seats. In Jharkhand, 38 seats are going to polls in the second phase in the state. Addressing election meetings at Gomia, Sindri, Nala, BJP President JP Nadda highlighted several initiatives taken by the NDA government for the welfare of OBC and tribal communities. On the other hand, senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren, addressing election meetings at Giridih, Jama and Jamtara, criticized BJP for accusing his government of aiding Bangladeshi infiltrators. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra will take place on the 23rd of this month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the security situation in Manipur with senior officials in New Delhi yesterday. According to the sources, Mr. Shah will also hold a detailed meeting over the issue today. The Home Ministry has said that the security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. The situation in the state has remained fragile for the past few days. In a statement, the minister said armed miscreants from both communities in the state have been indulging in violence, leading to loss of life and disruption of public order. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has decided to impose Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP 4, in Delhi NCR from 8 this morning. The move comes after air quality in the region deteriorated with severe category. Under the GRAP 4, entry of heavy vehicles from other states will be banned in Delhi. However, trucks carrying essential commodities and providing essential services will be allowed. All CNG, electric and BS-6 diesel trucks will be also permitted to enter Delhi. Delhi government has decided to discontinue physical classes for all students, excluding class 10 and 12. In Women's Asian Cup, Asian Hockey Champions Trophy defending champions India stormed into the semi-finals, defeating Japan 3-0 in the final group stage match at Rajgiri in Bihar. With the win, India topped the group stage with maximum 15 points from 5 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.